Hi, and welcome back to the I'm Doing Fine podcast. This is Cameron. And again, my pronouns are she, her, hers. I'm a peer educator here at Grand Valley, and I'm a junior, and I am a psychology and social work major. And I am here with my coworkers to talk to all of you about a little bit of like the winter blues, seasonal depression, and also just the end of the semester in general. And so we're going to do a short little introduction.
Hello, everybody. My name's Jody, pronouns she, her, hers. I'm also a junior here at Grand Valley, and my majors are neuroscience and psychology.
Hi, everyone. It's Bella again, pronouns she, her, hers. I am also a junior and a psychology major here at Grand Valley.
And last but not least, I'm Hallie. My pronouns are she, her. I'm a senior at Grand Valley this year, and my major is psychology.
Yeah, and so jumping right into it, so obviously we're recording on December 1st. So we are entering in the winter. And so one of my favorite things about this season is the cozy, like, aesthetic and everything about it, and how like this is the season of bundling.
It is. It so is. Yeah. It's definitely the season of being cozy. For me, that kind of looks like, and I don't do this any other season, but like just taking baths. It's one of my favorite activities. I would not recommend if you share a bathtub with like random people in a dorm, but it's great for me. And I don't know, it's just one thing I really like about winter.
Yeah, I know. For me, like having that like fireplace on like the YouTube and like having like the crackling sounds, like I just love that. And everything's plaid. Everything's plaid, and it's amazing.
You do rock the plaid.
Yeah, I wear it all the time.
It's all about just like that comfort for me during the winter, especially with all the seasonal depression. Like I need all of the artificial warmth I can get. If it's a bath, if it is an electric blanket.
Hot cocoa.
Yes. That's a simple way. Like you can just get like a 99-cent pack of hot chocolate, yep, and then just Google some, I don't know, comforting images during these times.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of hot chocolate, one of my favorite things about winter is going home and going back to my hometown job. I work at a macaron shop and we have the best hot chocolate paired with a macaron, of course. So that's one of my favorite things about winter. And those are my plans for this upcoming break.
Yeah. No, one of my favorite things about like being in Grand Rapids, like especially during the winter, is ice skating at the Rosa Park Circle. Like I can't ice skate. I'm so bad at it. But the thing is, I love watching people ice skate because like when the snow's falling and like it's in the city, it's just so beautiful. And it's like every once in a while you see somebody just completely wipe out. And it's one of those horrible things where it's like, oh, I hope they're okay, but that was kind of funny.
Again, it's finding joy during
however you find it. Even though I grew up like 10 minutes outside of Grand Rapids, I had actually never been to Rosa Park Circle until my freshman year of college.
Really?
And I went with my roommate, who like became like one of my best friends. And so I just have like very good memories from being there because it brings me back to like a few years ago and like the start of college.
Yeah. No, it reminds me a lot of, there's a movie scene in Serendipity and it's on Netflix. It's a fantastic movie. But there was one scene where they are like ice skating and I think it's in New York City. And it just reminds, like Rosa Park Circle reminds me of that movie. And it just is like, oh, such a great like environment and thing. And
it's picturesque, really.
Yeah, it really is.
Even going home to Chicago, like I come here, Rosa Park Circle, it feels just as magical during the holidays. I feel really lucky being here at Grand Valley, just being able to take the bus and see some really cool things downtown. And even if it's harder to get motivation during these days to do stuff, there's still lots of things going on.
Yeah, I think we covered some of the most magical parts of the season, whether that's hot cocoa, ice skating, taking warm baths. But we didn't even talk about the fact that it's a complete break from school. Going home, not having to worry about any homework, quizzes, exams, papers. It's a complete break. And that's definitely, I think, up there for my favorite parts of the winter time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Like being able to just kind of like let the tense feeling just kind of mm-hmm. wash off. And it's like, it's just completely, it's really nice to be able to like de-stress like completely. And like, especially with like the holidays, like being able to see family, like I know with COVID things are definitely different, mm-hmm. but still being able to surround yourself with like friends and family is also a really great and sometimes not so great part of the winter.
Yeah, I think for me, going home for like that long period of time, so like in college, you know, we now get like the long winter break, it can be a little bit challenging just mm-hmm. living at home for that long of time, especially after living like with your friends or living alone.
Yeah.
Because you kind of have this sense of loss of independence or a little mm-hmm. bit loss of freedom if you're moving back in with some family for a little bit. But there are also some really pros to it as well.
I totally feel that with, it's kind of looking forward to going back home, but then not, where it can be kind of a stressful time during the holidays where there's kind of pressure to be cheerful, but then you're dealing with, oh, well, I'm a little bit worried about the upcoming semester, even though I got this break from school now, I got to be back at home when I haven't been home for a while. I'm really just looking forward to winter break being a time to plan almost. Okay. And take a break. This Thanksgiving break is fake, okay? Because you have to do homework during it. That is not even true. Fair.
It's a tease. We're with
it's a tease. Right. It's not a real break. I was doing homework this is going to be really nice, I think, for winter break. Even if it has the potential to be a little bit stressful, I'm going to try and go into it planning stuff to do and hopefully make the most out of it. I don't mm-hmm. know.
Yeah. And kind of going off of that and talking a little bit about like some of the harder things about winter, and because obviously the winter blues and like seasonal depression, that is so real, especially in Michigan, because the sun really goes in hiding and like it plays hide and seek on us.
Oh, yeah.
And so like with the time change and like everything starting to get colder, like I know I'm part of the minority. I love the cold, but I know so many people where they're like, it is.
The cold is all right for me. I think one of the harder things is the fact that it's dark at like 5, and then I feel like my days start to end at 5 then, because in my mind I'm like, it's dark, looks like I can't do anything till I go to sleep. So that can like just be a challenge for me. What makes it a little bit easier is the fact that I don't live alone and that I have people who I can talk with and can keep me awake and like keep me doing some activities and things like that.
That's a really good point, to make sure you're surrounding yourself with people if you can during these times when it gets dark so early, because that really does help keep me active during the day instead of taking a nap at 3 o'clock and then waking up and it's dark and saying, well, this is bedtime now.
Yeah. Me and my roommates, we started a little tradition where like when it starts to get dark, we'll like make a cup of tea. Oh. And like it's something that we'll all do together when we're doing homework, but it's also something that will just kind of keep us going.
Yeah.
And it's like a mental cue for me too. Like sometimes making the tea is my nighttime routine, like that is a mental thing where it's like, okay, starting to wind down, but it also can be like a social thing. So like creating a habit between you and the people you surround yourselves with can also be a great way to help deal with like it getting so dark so soon.
Turning into a positive almost, instead of being sad that it's getting dark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I was just gonna say, my roommates and I do, we have somewhat of a similar-ish thing that we like to do, where like if we've done some homework throughout the day and it's maybe getting to be about like 9, 10 p.m., we're like, okay, do you guys have movie homework? That's what we call it, when it's like some homework that you could do, or like it's easier to do that you could also watch a movie while doing. So then we have a little movie homework nights.
Me and my roommates do the exact same thing. No, like I can't tell you how many nights I'll be like, who wants to put on Shrek? and that's what we'll watch, and it's like something so like lighthearted, and now we can like quote all of the movies. Okay. And now it's like an inside joke between all of us.
That's funny. I like it.
Yeah. So yeah, there's definitely one thing about like sunshine in particular is and like the one thing about sunshine is that it can really affect like seasonal depression. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. So here are a few of the signs and signals.
Yeah. And we've gathered these from the Mayo Clinic because none of us are, you know, professionals. But some signs may include feeling depressed most of the day or nearly every day, losing interest in activities you once enjoyed, having low energy, having problems with sleeping, experiencing changes in your appetite or weight, feeling sluggish or agitated, having difficulty concentrating, feeling hopeless, worthless, or guilty, and then having frequent thoughts of death or suicide.
Yeah, and so one thing that we really wanted to emphasize is that if you identified with some of these, really reach out to the University Counseling Center, and because you are not alone, and this is something that a lot of people deal with. And while the University Counseling Center is currently closed because we are on break, there are definitely some resources on the University Counseling Center website that we can talk about.
Mm-hmm. Specifically, like I know there's a lot of self-help and self-quizzes mm-hmm. that you can take, mm-hmm. and there's definitely one that I know for a fact that I've done before, just like a self-quiz to see where you are with depression. Mm-hmm. There's some for anxiety as well. So
yeah, there's like art therapy, like a 3-week workshop. So our break's 3 weeks. If you decide you are having some trouble and you want to do some art projects while you're at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So the website is a really good resource for when you're home alone and you're not exactly sure what the next step should be.
Yeah. And some other resources could be like getting a sunlight lamp. Yes. I know that can definitely help.
I wanted to have one for a while, but I just never have.
They have them at like 5 below, I think.
Really?
They're not sunlamps. Oh, but they do have, they simulate the sunrise. That's what okay. I'm looking at. Okay. Where instead of like the blaring alarm clock that makes you never want to go to school again because uh-huh. you associate it with getting up early, mm-hmm. it wakes you up gradually by simulating sunlight.
Oh, that's really cool.
That's really cool.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. And just with the sunlight, I will say I've been using it for years and I have family and friends who have as well. And it really does help with seasonal affective disorder. It's nice to use in the morning. First thing you turn it on, sit in front of it, even just for 5 to 10 minutes. And it really helps kickstart the day.
Yeah, that's great. Another thing is like purposely putting joy in your life and using like mindfulness techniques. Mm-hmm. Like, I know for me, like finding like a way to ground myself in nature is huge. So like when it's snowing, I have this whole routine where I'll put on my Frank Sinatra vinyl and I'll look out my window and I'll watch it snow and I'll have my hot cocoa. It's a whole thing, but it's something that really like grounds me and makes me feel like warm and cozy and happy. And so like, yeah, finding the things that make you happy and like finding the mindfulness techniques that work for you mm-hmm. is huge.
Yeah, I definitely got really into like mindfulness meditation, that kind of thing last spring, I remember. Mm-hmm. And I remember exactly when too, because it was like the first day of March. And I was like, wow, I hate March. And I was like to my best friend, I was like, do you know that March is my least favorite month ever? And then she was like, well, maybe it can be a good month. And then at the end of the month, I was like, I think I'm doing so well. Like, I love March. I don't know. I was like, this is really good. So I've been thinking about my own life and how I want to get back to some of the things and habits that I used to have in the spring.
Yeah.
And purposely try and put that back into my life now.
Yeah.
I have been thinking about that actually, like just thinking about the springtime. Where I was so much happier back then. I was so much happier when the sun was out, but I think it was the sun, just like the signal, like the mm-hmm. cue, mm-hmm. but now it's just a matter of, okay, well, maybe I can make myself happy again if I act like it's the springtime again.
And I think that another way that can really help getting through these winter blues is just talking to other people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So whether that be a therapist, I know before we've mentioned on the podcast that you can use Psychology Today to find a clinician in your area, or whether that's just talking to family or friends, it's really helpful just making those connections with people throughout the winter time.
Yeah, something that I do is I always write letters around this time of year, and I just give them out to people because it's like a small thing that, you know, could really make somebody's day or like week. And so definitely like writing letters is one way you connect with people through Zoom and like FaceTime. Mm-hmm. And also just even just sending out a text being like, hey, how are you doing? Yeah. And like are all like really great ways to still be able to connect with people during this time. Exactly. And so I think that's it for the podcast today. So
yeah, I guess overall what we really wanted to get across was that there are some really good and fun and magical, maybe even, parts about winter, but also there are some hard and difficult things. And you can't just brush those off. Those are things that are hard to talk about, but important things to talk about as well. So today we just talked through some of the signs of seasonal depression. We talked through our own experiences with how we cope. And hopefully if you're listening, you'll maybe either enjoy hearing what we have to say or maybe try one of our things that we like to do, give it a shot. And we talked a little bit about the Counseling Center's website and all the opportunities on there. And we just want to end with a little meditation guided by Hallie.
Yeah. All right. You sit relaxed wherever you are, focusing how your body feels and noticing any new sensations or tension. As you move your attention to your breath, place your hand over your belly and stretch out your chest. Using your nose, draw cool air deep into your belly, hold for a moment, and push the air out with your mouth. Find an easy, comfortable pace, like the ebb and flow of water on a shore. Beginning with the top of your head, imagine a warm wave enveloping you and washing over your skin. Still breathing deeply, focus on this wave rippling throughout each muscle and gently stretch your body until all the tension has been released. Stay in this state for as long as you feel comfortable. All right, we hope you all have a safe and restful winter break. Take care, and we'll see you all next semester.